Okay, we're doing Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvosav, okay? Which means that made us holy with his commandments, okay? Now, the question is, what is Kodosh or holy? What does that mean? Okay? According to Rashi says Kodosh means different, unique, different. Now, the thing is, if I'm different from you, that doesn't make me Kodosh. It doesn't make you Kodosh. So what type of difference? Hello?
Has arrived.
Hi, so we have, Kodosh is different, but if I'm different from you, that doesn't make me Kodosh. So the thing is that we have to understand how it works. There's two types of Kodosh that I'm aware of. One is we call God Kodosh, and that means that he's different from anything that exists besides him. He's different from everything else that exists. And so therefore, since he is different, that's why the only thing we could know... That's why the only thing we could know is about him is what he is not. Because we have no way of comparing him to anything in the physical world. So since you can't... our minds work by comparison and distinction. So the thing is, since we can't compare him to anything in the physical world, so therefore he is different. Therefore, the only thing we can know about him is what he is not. Okay, the next thing is Kodosh is Israel. The nation of Israel is Kodosh by virtue, that's what it says here, by virtue of the mitzvos. But who are we different from? So the thing is, we're different from the non-Jews by virtue of the mitzvos, and therefore we're Kodosh because of the mitzvos. We're different from all other nations by virtue of the mitzvos. The same thing, like, for instance, we say Shabbos is Kodosh. Now, Shabbos is a 24-hour day like any other day. The only thing is, what makes a difference is the mitzvos. It's the commandments. So whenever you find the word Kodosh, the only two I know is God and the mitzvos, Israel and the mitzvos, and the comparison to all other nations. Okay.